Within the Geek Cave, there lives a sarcastic woman who jumped the snark years ago. With her cynicism talisman forever upon her neck, she guides you through the cinematic wasteland. It's time for the More Than Monthly Movie Review from the GRD Cinemistress, Carol the Cat.
Hello, chivalrous humans. This is the Cinemistress, and I went to the movies. I went and saw The Green Knight. This film is currently only playing in theaters. It was written for the screen and directed by David Lowery and stars Dev Patel. This is, of course, based on the medieval tale of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. I am quite familiar with the tale. I started reading stories about King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table at a very young age, and am a bit of an Arthurian junkie. Also, J.R.R. Tolkien wrote a version of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, and I'm definitely a Tolkien junkie, and I have the tattoos to prove it. This film has been on my must-see list for quite some time, actually since I first saw the trailer, because I thought the trailer was just gorgeous. So I was very eager to see this on a big screen. I also loved A Ghost Story, which was the last film I saw from this director. So to say my expectations for this film were high is a bit of an understatement. Lately I've had some bad experiences with movies that I have high expectations for, so let's see how this one panned out. As usual, I will save spoilers until after the review, and I will give you fair warning. But first, your plot. It is Christmas Day, and Gawain, that is how they predominantly pronounce his name in this film, so that's how I'm pronouncing it here. Gawain rouses himself from the brothel and goes to spend Christmas with his uncle, the king. This particular Christmas feast is interrupted by the Green Knight. Think Groot with a much higher vocabulary. The Green Knight proposes a Christmas game. He will challenge any one of the king's knights to a duel. If that knight is able to land a blow on him, he will win the Green Knight's axe. However, that knight must seek out the Green Knight a year later, and whatever blow he gave the Green Knight will be returned to him. Gawain, in an effort to make a name for himself, accepts this challenge, and thinking he can end this game quickly, rather foolhardily chops off the Green Knight's head. This doesn't faze the Green Knight all that much, since he's an otherworldly creature. Unfortunately for Gawain, he now has 1 year left to live, because he must seek out the Green Knight 1 year later, and basically let him chop his head off. And that is basically your plot. So let's get into the good, the bad, and the ugly of this film. First, the good. I'm not joking when I say it's like David Lowery sat down to write an adult fantasy film and thought to himself, what would make this Cinemistress happy? And then reached into my psyche and pulled out every little thing that would make me just blissful in a movie theater and threw it in the film. I loved this film. This is easily the best film I have seen all year. I can't see anything topping it for the rest of the year. And yes, I know Dune is over there waiting in the corner to be released. That is possibly the only film I can think of that might top this film. This is the best film I've seen in probably 2 or 3 years. This is why I love movies, to sit in a darkened theater with my drink and just have wondrous new worlds open up in front of me on a big screen. This movie is exquisite. Dev Patel is fantastic as Gawain, and he is the focal point of the entire movie. Alicia Vikander is also here as a dual role, as Essel, who is Gawain's regular Saturday night thing at the brothel, and as the lady of the manor who kind of entices Gawain with a particularly interesting form of magic. And she is also really good. I didn't even realize it was her in both roles until after I left the film. The budget for this film, I believe, was around $10 million, and for that budget, this film looks astounding. The special effects here are actually really good for the budget. The Green Knight is amazing. The cinematography is gorgeous and lush, and the soundtrack, which I have been playing on a loop as I go to sleep, is phenomenal. I can't gush enough about this movie. I was incredibly happy sitting in the theater watching this film. Hell, I even loved the fonts they used for all the title cards. That's how much I loved this film. This is why I love movies, and why I will put on a mask and go to a theater to watch them. This movie transported me for 2 hours and 15 minutes, and It was an incredibly beautiful trip. The last act of this film is worth the price of admission alone. I personally have nothing bad or ugly to say about this film, but I do want to say this. And I'm gonna kind of put it in the bad category. If you are looking for a sword and sorcery action-adventure film, this is not it. This is the story of one man, in this case, Gawain, searching for who he is, searching for an identity. At the beginning of this film, the king asks Gawain to tell him a story about himself because he doesn't really know him, even though he's his nephew. And Gawain has nothing to tell because he has no stories. This is basically him going on that journey and finding out who he really is. This is the same director that wrote and directed A Ghost Story, which is also a film I loved. That film was an exploration of grief, and a lot of people thought it was slow-paced. I did not. I actually kind of loved the pacing of that film. This film has similar pacing to that. So if you thought A Ghost Story was long and boring, you're going to think this is long and boring. Other than Gawain, nobody here is named. If you're familiar with the story, you know that the king is King Arthur, and the queen is Queen Guinevere, and that magician in the corner is Merlin, and that Gawain's mother is Morgause, but nobody here is named. It's just the king, the queen, the magician, and mother. So if you're looking for that very strict telling of the tale, you're going to be disappointed. This is not a scholarly adaptation of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. David Lowry takes the main points of the original story and then does his own thing with them, and I am perfectly fine with that because what he gave me was just so stunning. So maybe not a bad, but a caution that this film is probably going to be a love it or hate it type thing. Also, please keep in mind that this movie is rated R. It's rated R for a reason. This is not The Sword in the Stone. Please don't take your kids to see this. It's not Disney. I have no ugly here. Nothing ugly about this film at all. I loved it. Final thoughts? I can't sing the praises of this movie loud enough. This is exactly what I wanted and exactly what I needed. I loved every moment of it. I know there will be people who find this film slow and boring. I am not one of them. I already have tickets to see it again in a theater, and I cannot wait for it to come out on DVD so I can buy it and watch all of the special features. I am rating The Green Knight 5 huzzas. I cannot admire this film more than I do. And I can't wait to see it again. And now, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers? What spoilers?
You tell me.
Spoilers.
So, the last half an hour of this film takes place with virtually no dialogue. There's just a couple of lines at the very end that are spoken. But when Gawain gets to the Green Knight's Green Chapel, he has been protected at this point. His mother is a witch, and she has given him a magical belt that will protect him from harm, which he immediately loses. But then he gets a new belt from the lady of the castle where he stays prior to going to the Green Chapel, who seduces him and uses kind of sex magic to make a new belt for him. And he goes into this knowing that he can't really be hurt, but he's still terrified of the Green Knight. And he basically kind of cowardly chickens out of fulfilling his part of the game. And so the Green Knight shows him what life will be like for him as that coward. And that section of the film, and it is almost like a half an hour long, is so amazing because it tells a completely separate story with zero dialogue, just background crowd noise. And it's great. I haven't been this fascinated with the ending of a film since Annihilation. It's just masterfully done and masterfully acted, and I really just loved this film. And of course, in the end, Gawain refuses to use the magic and offers himself up to the Green Knight, and he kind of finds his strength, finds out who he truly is, and it's just really wonderful to see. So if you can, go see this film. Please. I really, really love it. This is the Cinemistress signing off. And seriously, I have never been more frightened for a CGI fox.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Find more of Carol the Cat at guardiansofthegeekery.com and purplehairedpixie.com.